I knew what Marco's hands looked like, wet, and I knew he ate limes all night like a lunatic. And I was spending far too much time thinking about him licking me out while I was trying to reconcile a linen invoice. I'd basically been spending 19 days pricing propane with my thighs rubbing together.
You want to know this week's total? Because it makes me look like some kind of legend.
I'm really not going to indulge you in another round of All Hail the Marvelous Marco.
We did 240 covers this week. Last June, you did 71. I looked it up. Kit showed me how. Kit shows me everything. She's got a whole religion going on in that computer.
240? Seriously?
241, if we're being accurate. There was that kid that ate half a grilled cheese and cried, so I'm not counting him.
He'd stopped scrubbing and was standing facing me. I found I couldn't look away from the sweat dripping down his neck.
I did 240 covers on my own. Boss, that's some big damn hero energy.
You know, I like it when you call me boss. That made him smile and step close.
That right is it, boss.
Damn it. This was happening, wasn't it? Come here. With absolutely no hesitation at all, Marco came around the pass. I got a fist in his belt and pulled him in. He laughed into my mouth, all lime and salt. Then his hands went up under my shirt and he had both my tits out of the bra without unhooking anything. This turned out to be his specialty.
I want to tell you something and you're not allowed to fire me for it.
If you must. I had far more interesting things I wanted him to be doing with his mouth right now.
I've had 19 days of cooking with the biggest hard-on for you, boss.
Stop talking and... He rammed his fingers in and was not slow about it.
Ha! You hear that, boss?
I hear it.
Tell me what that sound is.
It's my cunt.
Louder? I can't hear you.
It's your fingers in my cunt, Marco. I've been dripping for you since you first got out of the car. My shorts came down and I kicked them into the bin bay. Then he lifted me onto the pass, which, as it was stainless steel, was the only cold thing in that building.
Open wide.
I obliged and he put his mouth on me, fingers still in me and now his tongue swirling around my clit. I came on his face in under 2 minutes and he barely waited for me to finish before he was out of his kitchen pants and boxers in one shove. Then his cock was coming up hot against my thigh. It was pleasingly thick as he took it in his hand and rubbed the head through me. Once. Twice. But he did not press in. Marco, what the fuck?
You need to ask me properly. I'm a professional.
Marco, fuck me raw before I fire you.
You can't fire me, boss. I'm the only reason this place has a chance of breaking even.
He put his hand out, spat in it, and worked the spit up his cock, then did it again. Then he drove the whole thing in one go and held there, both hands on my hips.
Ay Dios. Look at you take that like a champ, boss.
Fuck me. It's under my ribs. My eyes rolled back as he fucked me, the pass ringing like a drum. Every hard stroke slid me an inch across the steel, and he kept needing to haul me back down onto his cock by the hips.
You're gripping me. Every time I go in, your cunt takes my whole cock and holds it like a hand closing.
Then he pulled all the way out, and my whole body objected. He flipped me onto my feet, roughly turned me, and bent me over the end of the pass with a hand between my shoulder blades. He gathered my hair in his fist, pulled, and he was back in me before I had my feet set.
There you go, boss. Back up all the way onto it.
I arched my back and pressed back into him. Marco!
You're doing that. You're putting my cock into your cunt yourself. Say it.
I'm ramming your cock into me.
Yeah, you are. Look at that ass, boss. You've been doing the invoices with that ass? What a waste.
And then he railed me. He pressed his hand on the small of my back, driving in over and over again with the pass sliding across the floor to hit the leg of the prep table.
I want you to come on my cock, boss. You're right there. I can feel it. Your cunt's got a fist on it.
It seemed rude not to, so I came with my cheek on the steel, fingers hooked over the edge, and I could feel he was close himself. Where? Where do you want it?
On your tits. I want my cum on your tits where I can see it.
He pulled his cock out, turned me by the shoulder, and got his hand on it twice. He exploded up my belly, onto my tits, and the last of it went across the apron hanging off the oven handle.
Ah, no.
I laughed so hard I had to sit down on the pass. And that really should have been the end of it. We'd both got it out of our systems. But then Marco put two fingers in the cum on my stomach, watching my face, then took that hand down between my legs and worked all of it into me until I stopped laughing.
Where's all that gone, boss?
Inside.
Inside where?
Inside me.
Yeah, it has. And I'm still hard. Look.
He was. Then he got a knee up on the mat, hooked my leg over his arm, and pressed his cock back in. Our third time was the loudest of all because his cum was leaking out of me now and every stroke came back out with a squelch. It seemed I was doing most of the work this time with his hands spread on my ass, his mouth on my tits, and both of us sliding in what was already all over me. He came the second time inside me with his forehead against my collarbone, then stood up and looked, regretfully, at his apron.
That's 100% coming out of my pay, isn't it?
It totally is.
Good thing I've got a spare.
Marco?
What?
The doors were open.
So
how long were the doors fucking open?
Oh, long enough.